Namaha Namaste. So I was just in a meditation and my guidance keeps on saying to me, Geraldine, you need to do your 5 minutes of self-care. Rhea, I am really sorry. I did not forget you. It's just sometimes I need my own time and space to actually be able to speak to you guys. So welcome to your 5 minutes of self-care on Yachting International Radio Podcast. Today, I'd like to continue on the topic of being aligned within and keeping the integrity within. I have observed coming back now here in Dubai that, yes, everything is way faster than before, way more crowded, more traffic. And I do believe maybe most likely people who are even trying to screw you over even more. But it does not matter, because it's all about vibration and frequency. And if you figure out how to tweak your vibration and frequency and pivot a lower vibrational emotion, energy emotion, then you're able to really recalibrate and change certain outcomes and change certain pathways. I'll give you an example. When I arrived here, I was totally not grounded. I had to become aware of the energies and be able to ground myself. And how I ground myself is obviously my training, my dog, and nature. Didn't have my dog. Nature per se, like the river and the forest from my apartment, overlooking Monaco, I did not have. So what did I have to do? I had to go back to my body. But then also I needed to manage how to deal with time, and especially when you work a lot. And now after 1 week, I can tell you, okay, I'm back in the training. I'm going to start visiting a Shaolin school here. And I met wonderful people in the last week. And there are no coincidences. Now, being aligned within means also that you just follow your intuition. And sometimes I felt very tired and I thought, nah, I don't want to go out. But then I did, and it did benefit my work, or it just helped someone else. And since I'm a healer, I'm a therapist, specialized in trauma, when I go out for some reason, I do attract them. So I met a young lady who felt lost. And we had some similarities, the way how I grew up and how she grew up. And I realized that the younger generation may have tougher time than we do. And there are many of them who feel ungrounded, suffer from moments of depression, anxiety, and take medication for it to reset the chemicals in their body, but stay on the medication. I am not a doctor, nor do I give you here any medical advice. I do believe there's a holistic approach in everything, that you also need to do exercise, get the happy hormones going. If this is dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and obviously good surroundings, the people that you keep company with, the topics that you talk about. So if you talk about other people, you gossip, it's a lower vibrational energy. If you watch the news constantly or you watch horror movies on Netflix, that lowers your vibration. If you read something that is very disturbing, it lowers your vibration. So become very aware what you ingest, because it goes through your system. And the emotions that are invoked through that is pretty much energy in motion. So meaning, when you have a shitty week, and I tell you, because I think most of us have felt it, because a lot of changes happening in our lives, losses, businesses go down, you need to find a new job. We are all in the same boat. But when this happens, how do you deal with it? How can you stay aligned with yourself and in integrity? And bear in mind that if anyone comes shitty across to you, or abrupt way how he or she speaks to you, or does not respond to you, or ignores you, that is not your problem. I repeat, this is not your problem. That is the other person's problem, how they react rather than respond. And they maybe just need some time off. Has nothing to do necessarily with you. It has never anything to do with ourselves. Why am I saying that? It's because many times people want to give their little bundle of trouble to you. And you just say, thank you, but no thanks. And that's what I tried also to explain to this young girl. I think we all have experienced narcissistic partners, family members, friends. I think that is like a common journey these days. And I can tell very honestly and very bluntly, if you come across that, look at yourself and try to find what is there within you that is narcissistic. I know that's a tough wake-up call. But what is within you that is narcissistic? And narcissism, it can stem from just insecurity, and it stems absolutely from trauma. And when you look at yourself all the time and things happen, they just happen, and you feel like life is happening to you, it is actually happening for you. Because you leveled up. You need to let go of a shitty job situation where you did not get appreciated, or you had to let go of a loving partner who maybe cheated on you and he or she did not appreciate you, or you had to let go of friends who did not appreciate you and you had to let go. Life happens for you, and I know it is painful. All of us have gone through it. So number one, don't allow other people to mess you up with your own energy because they have reacted to you in a really not fair or unjust way, have not responded but reacted towards you. Number two, always consider yourself being able to change your outside circumstances once you look within. Number three, if you are at the moment in circumstances that requires you to have medication for any mental and emotional health issues, please be aware that there's a holistic approach. Get your body moving, breathing exercises, pranayama, go to the next yoga center. If you don't have the financial means, there's thousands of online classes on YouTube. If you don't have time, there are 15 minutes every single day of 24 hours, and be aware of what you eat, how you feel when you eat what, and be aware how you feel when you're surrounded by people, what you watch, what you talk about, what you drink, alcohol, drugs. All of this lowers your vibration, and it's not a solution to any emotional or mental instability. Namaha, namaste.